The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Jesus and the leper. Jesus was a Jew. All lepers in the Jewish religion were not treated right, or according to our standard, were not treated right. But during the time, in the first reading, you heard how they should be treated. If you had leprosy, you're supposed to separate yourself from the people. People cannot touch you because you are unclean. If you are the leper, you are unclean. Unclean means you are suffering because you carry the stain of sin of your forefathers. So people should not have any dealings with you. And the worst part, if by chance the leper has to walk somewhere, he has to shout, "Unclean, unclean." Where do you find that? Advertising to everybody that people should run away from you. So now, here is Jesus. Very scandalous. Very shocking. Imagine he touched the leper. As a Jew, what was that action? Why did he do, if you were a Jew and you saw Jesus, a Jew, touching a leper, what would you say? "You are now unclean, Jesus." See, as a Jew, that was their mentality. "You are now unclean because you touched the unclean." What does it mean? He what? Died for our uncleanliness. He died for all our sins, so that through him, with him, in him, we may be able to go back to the Father. But what is the approach of the leper? If you were the leper, you could have told yourself, "I cannot touch him. I cannot even talk to him. He might reject me. I might be humiliated again." But he went beyond all those rejections, humiliations, even anger, because he saw something in Jesus. He saw something in Jesus that encouraged him to approach Jesus, and this was even before the crucifixion. He approached Jesus and simply said, "Lord, if you will it, you can make me clean." Somehow, he saw in Jesus the power, not only to heal him, but to love him. No? The power, no problem. But he knew something in Jesus, he will not be rejected, this leper. No? Now, you and I, we may not be lepers, but definitely we are sinners, yes? And because we are sinners, technically we are unclean. And remember, sin offends God. And what did Christ do so that we will not continue living in sin? We should not continue living in sin. He established what? The sacrament of penance or confession. Because the more you continue living in sin, the more you do not ask for forgiveness, the more you deny your uncleanliness, then there is no repentance. See, that's my worry about you. More work for me. If you go to confession regularly, so what? Don't worry about me. Worry about yourselves. If you need to go to confession because you are unclean, do it. Because as long as you do not confess your sins and ask for God's forgiveness, you are insulting God, yes or no? Huh? Because sin offends God, and sin causes you to, there's a stain in your soul. So God is there, willing to forgive. We know that because He said so. He died for us. And He wants us to be humble enough to say, "Lord, if you will it, you can make me clean." When you approach the priest, you are not approaching the priest. You are approaching Christ through the priest to ask for His divine forgiveness. It is not about the priest. It is the power of Christ given to the priest for you to hear God's healing forgiveness. You cannot simply say to God, "Hey, God, Jesus, this is how I want to be forgiven, okay? I don't trust the priest. I don't like the priest. Forgive me right now." Can you do that? You cannot do that. You cannot demand from God how you should be forgiven. Christ established the way for us to be forgiven. You cannot say to God the way you like it to be, and that's what's happening now, sadly, to many of our Christian Protestant brothers and sisters. They have made the sacrament so irrelevant. They think just by memorizing the Bible and then singing, you're okay. That's the irony. They memorize the Bible, but they pick and choose what to believe, and they end up with nothing with regard to the sacraments. Imagine not having sacraments, not able to hear God's forgiveness, God's mercy. A person like me, who is not God, but given the authority in Jesus' name to forgive your sins. Isn't that something? Isn't that wonderful? Somebody can tell you. But with our Christian brethren, Protestants, who deny the sacrament of penance, the most they can do is what? Hope. Hope that they're forgiven. But nobody in their religion can tell them because they have denied the sacrament of penance. So my dear friends, let us ask ourselves. First, we admit that we are sinners, yes? All of us here? I hope so. And then we are in need of God's forgiveness, God's healing. The question is, are we always asking God for mercy and forgiveness? Every night before I go to sleep, we always, all the priests, religious, the bishops, the pope, all of us, we have what you call night prayers, wherein we have examination of conscience and we always pray the confiteor. Every night, we ask for God's forgiveness. How about you? Do you simply pray or do you ask always God's forgiveness before you go to sleep and acknowledge what you have done that day? And then, of course, we also pray not only for our sins, but for any other pain that we have felt in this world. Pain of rejection, pain of humiliation, any kind of pain that we have experienced from people. We ask God for what? To help us forgive, to help us accept, to help us heal. Our faith will make us courageous. There are no such thing as a Christian wimp. No. As long as you are a real Christian, you have the courage to accept what is in life, whatever life gives you, whatever challenges you have, because you trust that God will never abandon you, that He will never forget us. So once again, my dear friends, Christ is the divine healer. We are the lepers. We are the sinners. We simply come here reaching out to this loving God and continue to ask Him to guide us, strengthen us, and for Him to continue to be merciful. May you and I continue to depend on His mercy and continue to grow, glorify, love Christ every day of our lives.